Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
What day is this?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Look at the calendar.
Work means stress.
Yeah.
Let's get to work.
Okay, but first
I need some coffee.
Today is Tuesday, then.
What? Put on a show?
Boy, we'd need a microphone for that.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
We're on the air.
Huh? You're on the air.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Hey, good morning and welcome to a Tuesday morning. Okay, well, we'll get your day started. The Sox had a great win. 13 innings last night.
Wow.
And they picked up a second baseman.
Ian Kinsler, pretty good.
Wow, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
And
cool. He's been an all-star. He's got 12 home runs. He's only hitting .239, but he's great defensively. Brian pointed out, what, second in the league?
I think that's what I saw. He was like second in the league defensively.
And I guess that little handwriting on the wall for Dustin Pedroia there.
Yeah. Yep, no, there it used to be the heart and soul of the team.
I know. So we got that going today. That's good. Brian Scalabrine is going to be in the studio this morning. I'll be talking with him here. Let me see.
Yeah, you can actually see him playing basketball this weekend.
I know, he's playing basketball again. Let me see. We got that. Win a grand in 60 seconds. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. Yeah, let me see. Oh, you know. There's a big sports rumor. We'll talk to Scalabrine about this, about Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. Let you know what's going on there.
Ooh.
Today is National Avocado Day, and you can go to Chipotle and get yourself some free guac today.
Wow, it's good for you, too.
And
I was thinking about wrapping myself in steak and trying to take a swim off the coast of the Cape, maybe.
Hey, we got to cover the Sharks.
What are these?
We
got
to cover the Sharks.
Do it!
Did you see the paddleboard picture?
I saw the paddleboard guy.
Oh, we got to talk about him. Who's going paddleboarding in Nauset?
I know.
Yeah. And who's flying a drone and not yelling to the guy at the beach? Hey!
Hey, there's a shark.
I think
right
he might
there.
Have been trying, because he did flag him down once he came to the shore and said, hey, you got to see this picture.
Okay, so. How ugly are you? We're looking for tough faces.
Oh, yeah, Mark Wahlberg's new movie, They're Looking for Tough Faces. Is that kind of an insult if your family suggests you should go? Because I got two invitations yesterday to apply.
And one of them was from Mark Wahlberg, right?
Right.
Okay, so all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
And this is exciting because we got $1,000 from Century Bank that Margaret Brehm hopes to go home with right now. Margaret Brehm is a high school history teacher and tutor from Medford, Massachusetts, and is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Margaret, and how are you doing this morning, Margaret?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Now, I understand that you have recently moved to Medford from Florida. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Margaret, I'm from Medford. Do you teach at Medford High School?
I don't teach yet. I'm trying to get a job.
We have a nice new superintendent.
Yes, I know. My children go to school in Medford. I saw we got a new superintendent. It's wonderful.
Oh, so. Terrific.
Very good. So,
yep.
Well, good luck. I hope you get a job teaching right there in Medford. So, in the meantime, I hope you win.
It would be nice.
It would be very nice. It'd also be very nice if you won $1,000 in cash here from Century Bank. So, what's going to happen to you over the next 60 seconds or so? Hank is going to ask you 10 questions, Margaret, and then you will have the opportunity to respond to each one. At any point, if you don't know, just go ahead. Don't worry about it. Say pass, move on, and then we come back at the end. If you have time left over, you can pick up the questions that you passed on, and if you get all 10 of them right in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. So are you ready to play this morning?
Yes.
Okay, Hank, are you ready with your question?
I'm ready to go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is 2.4 times 100?
Sure. Make me do math first thing in the morning. pass.
What came first, Disneyland or Betty White?
Betty White.
Lucifer is the name of what creature in Disney's Cinderella?
Can you repeat that?
Lucifer is the name of what creature in Disney's Cinderella?
Oh, the cat.
When you have many things on the go, it said you've got a lot on your...
On your plate.
What type of creatures are Santa's helpers?
Elf.
What is the number of the interstate known as the expressway?
95.
Are snakes warm-blooded or cold-blooded animals?
They're cold-blooded.
What is a half of a half of a half of a half?
Time is up. Okay. Well, I can tell you're a history teacher, not a math teacher.
Oh.
But you did okay.
Wow, you got five.
You had some good
ones. Yeah. Yeah. Threw me off with that first one being a math problem. My brain didn't want to think about it.
I understand.
I don't blame you.
Okay, to ask you about the Battle of Hastings.
Yep. 2.4 times 100.
Aww.
2.4 times 100 is 240.
Yep.
It's Interstate 93, as known as the expressway. You were only two off on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was, but I'm new to the state, so I didn't know
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
true.
A half of a half of a half of a half is 1/16.
Ah, well, there you go.
Okay.
So, but you did fine, so we're going to give you a consolation prize. I know you're going
you
to enjoy this. A great deal. Yeah, you did a really good job.
Good vibe.
A pair of tickets to an evening with the Beach Boys. August. This is a rare opportunity. Evening with the Beach Boys, August 8th, the South Shore Music Circus. Everybody else, get tickets and more information at themusiccircus.org. Hey, enjoy the show. Welcome to welcome to Boston. It's great to have you here, and I hope you get that job.
Thank you.
Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Hey, everybody, it's time for your 620 Man from Maine. I don't know about you, but I was really surprised when I heard the news that $3 Dewey's was closing. Because we've actually done the show from $3.
Not just closing.
I know.
Closed.
Well, it is closed.
They put a sign up yesterday.
Yeah.
No warning, no nothing.
Yep. Just they said, hey, we're going to retire. Boom.
Yeah.
Close the joint down. And we've done the show from $3 Dewey's.
I've been there about a half a dozen times on vacation.
Fun place.
God, Lemon Ephus must be a wreck.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. So we're featuring Men from Maine episodes that involve $3 Dewey's today. So here we go. Here's your 620 Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus have been drinking in $3 Dewey's for several hours when a little altercation breaks out and we hear...
Say, Ephus,
yeah?
I'll bet you $50 that I can push something across the street in a wheelbarrow that you can't push back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think you're so tough? Let's take this outside where the wheelbarrows are.
Once outside where the wheelbarrows are, Aoife says to Lem,
okay, Lem, let's see what you're made of. Show me what you think is so tough to push across the street that I can't push back.
Okay, hop in this wheelbarrow.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Carry on, my wayward son. Well, good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, and I suppose you have heard the rumors that we were just discussing in here, if you happen to be a Jeopardy fan, that there are rumors going around that Alex Trebek is thinking about retiring. So, how old is Trebek anyway? We looked it up, and you will be absolutely shocked. Now, Hank, you guessed.
I can't even believe it.
Like 63.
Yeah, early 60s. He's
something like that.
Sharp. He's in good shape. He
looks good. Sounds good.
78.
It's hard to believe.
78.
It's the good Canadian air he used growing up.
Hey, you think so?
It's amazing.
Good day, eh?
So, and they were talking about this.
Fallon was talking about Trebek possibly retiring. And then I also have some sound because Lindsay Lohan is back. All right, so Trebek might retire. And this is what Jimmy Fallon had to say about it last night.
Alex Trebek is hinting that he might retire from Jeopardy in 2020. When asked what he'll do in retirement, Trebek said, what is start drinking at noon?
Yep. And that ties in perfectly with Lindsay Lohan, who is back with an MTV reality show. And here's what Seth Meyers had to say about it last night.
MTV has announced it's working on a new reality show with Lindsay Lohan. Well, she's been working on it for years. MTV just decided to start filming it.
105.7 WROR.
Wow.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
It was really an interesting day. Actually, an interesting weekend down the Cape. More sharks all the time. And then so yesterday, I didn't understand this story at first. But this happened over the weekend. It was in San Antonio, down Texas. And they have an aquarium down there, and the aquarium has sharks in it, obviously. You know, everybody's
all good aquariums
sharks.
Do.
Yeah, yeah. So two men and a woman, they go into the aquarium over the weekend, and they actually kidnap or sharknap a shark. And it's
A 3-foot shark, you know, pretty good sized shark.
You would think in Texas they'd have really big sharks.
Yeah, well they needed one that they could carry.
It's probably just like the aquarium here where they have, you know, they have the touch tank.
Oh yeah,
right.
You
can
touch
the rays, and they have, I think there's a couple little sharks in there too.
Oh wow.
So okay.
So they caught all this on surveillance video because they got away with it, and they got away with the shark. And so they get it out of the tank, and they wrap it in a big baby blanket, like swaddling, you know, and then they put it in a stroller. I suppose the only thing they didn't do was put like a little baby hat on it, and they pushed it right out of the zoo through security and everything in the baby stroller. So I'm thinking, why is anybody stealing a shark? And then I find out it's getting to be a thing. Sharks in your home is getting to be a thing.
Yeah, I read an article that people were actually putting, you know, making their fish tank big ones and getting sharks for the home. Kind of like, you know, evil villains in movies.
Probably a good way to get the kids to behave the rest of the summer.
Or if you don't finish your dinner, then you can just feed it to the shark.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, keep your eye if you're going to the... And
wow.
We'll give you an update on the sharks on the Cape coming up at 7:25 this morning. The paddleboard incident.
That was amazing.
Call
us if you have a pet shark. I'm just curious as to why.
Yeah, okay. In the meantime, we've got to bring you up to speed because you probably fell asleep before the Sox game was over last night. So if you would, please, Hank.
Well, some of you were probably getting up to go to work and the game was still going on.
Yep.
Blake Swihart laced a walk-off RBI double in the bottom of the 13th inning, and the Red Sox won their fourth straight. They beat the Phillies 2-1 last night at Fenway. Eduardo Nunez came around to score the winning run. He also knocked in the other run with an RBI triple that really should have been a fly ball out. Red Sox were lucky to get away with this one. Hector Velasquez got the win. David Price looked good. 8 innings, gave up 1 run. Drew Pomerantz on the mound against the Phillies. Jake Arrieta tonight at Fenway. Sox lead over the Yankees 6 games. Yanks were idle last night. They come to town Thursday night for a 4-game series. And the Sox made a pretty big trade yesterday. They got Gold Glove second baseman Ian Kinsler from the Angels for 2 minor leaguers. Kinsler's only hitting .239, but he has 13 home runs, 32 RBIs, got a great glove. He's 36, a 4-time All-Star. So that basically means what, Lauren?
Pretty good deal.
Pretty good deal.
And it looks like Dustin's not going to be coming back this year.
Jeez, he's not coming. He's already said he's not coming back this year. And this puts him in doubt, I would say, for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
Training camp continues to roll on for the Patriots in Foxborough. They held an in-stadium practice last night in front of over 17,000 fans. Former Bruin and future Hall of Famer Jerome McGinley has officially retired. And Nebraska football coach Scott Frost, he's got a big memorabilia collection where they broke into his house over the weekend. They stole both of his national championship rings and $172,000 worth of memorabilia.
Wow.
You know, if you get over $100,000 worth of memorabilia, you should put it in your mother's house.
Yeah, do something with it.
You know, hide that.
Thank you much. Okay, we got Brian's Bell Busters coming up next, and what are we covering today?
Well, you know, the Big Buffett Show next week.
Yep.
Kyle has treated himself for his birthday for front row seats, and his wife wanted to get him, so I called him to let him know there was a problem.
I purchased a premium ticket, like the most expensive tickets, and I'm going to be behind the pole now.
Yeah, it's kind of out of our control. Really, the band, you know, wanted to put this inflatable slide. I mean, I could probably get you like a, you know, a parrot.
Did you say a parrot?
Yeah, I don't know if you'd be
interested.
You're
offering me a live parrot?
Yeah, I mean, you could pick it up after the show.
I don't want a parrot. What am I going to do with a parrot?
105.7 WROR.
I don't know.
This is the Lauren and Wally Show. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
You know what Kyle's going to do for his big birthday?
What?
He's going to go to his 50th Jimmy Buffett Show
at
Fenway Park.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what his wife Molly told me. And we thought, wow, we should really call him and mess with him.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Kyle.
This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Tim from Ticketmaster here.
Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks. You got tickets for the big Jimmy Buffett Fenway show, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good show. Great play. Have you seen a show at Fenway yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been to a few, but this is my 50th Buffett experience, so it should be a good one.
Wow. You are a real parrot head.
I sure am, yeah.
Excellent. I see you're kind of right up close, right up to the front section there, huh?
Yep. Front row seats. My wife, after years of trying to get the front row seats, bugger to spend the money on it, she finally succumbed, and I splurged a little extra for the front row, so I'm really excited. I thought it was something nice for my 50th, you know.
That's pretty good. Boy, I do have some bad news. Fenway is, you know, a unique venue, and unfortunately, Jimmy has asked us to...
The band is actually installing kind of a giant inflatable water slide. So we need to move the section where you're going to be sitting. So that section's actually going to have a giant water slide in it.
Okay, so you're just going to... I'll still be in the front, though, right? You'll just move me back a bit?
No, the seats all down front have already been sold. So really, the people in the section behind you are going to be front row now. Mm-hmm. So we have seats. We could probably put you in the front row of, like, the right field box, kind of behind the pesky pole.
So... You're telling me I purchased the premium tickets, like the most expensive tickets, and I'm going to be behind the pole now?
Yeah, it's kind of out of our control, really. The band, you know, wanted to put this inflatable slide. I mean, I could probably get you like a, you know, a parrot, you know?
Did you say a parrot?
Yeah, I don't know if you'd be
interested. You're offering me a live parrot?
Yeah, I mean, you could pick it up after the show.
What am I going to... I don't want a parrot. What am I going to do with a parrot? I don't want to...
Excellent pets. You know, they have a very long lifespan. I didn't know if you knew that. You're a parrot head. I didn't know if you knew anything about parrots.
At least give me, like, if you're going to move my section, at least give me the difference in ticket price or something. Can I get a refund or can I get any sort of compensation for this?
That's kind of out of our hands. You know, I could probably get you some tickets maybe to Chicago or something. And he's got a show in Chicago. Maybe that would...
That
would help you out at all.
Chicago. Okay.
Wouldn't be front row or anything, but...
It would not be front row?
No. And, you know, actually, I don't know if you have any plan, you know, parrot heads, as everyone knows, you know, the parrots and everything. I know I offered you a parrot, but I don't know if you're even aware of this. There's the Kansas City incident.
I have not, no.
They're trying to keep it on the down low a little bit, but Jimmy has actually, ever since this Kansas City incident, he's come down with a really severe case of ornithophobia. So he's actually afraid of parrots.
Oh, my God.
There was this incident in Kansas City. He actually almost lost his finger thanks to a parrot. So we aren't allowed to let people in that are wearing any feathers or, you know, anything that even looks like a beak is banned. Anything with an avian theme is banned now from from the venue.
Are you out of your mind? This is his whole brand. This is why we go to the shows. This is like...
That's why they're trying to keep it quiet, you know, because with the whole parrot head thing, it's really been a difficult stretch for Jimmy, you know?
This is ridiculous. You're kidding me.
You know what, Kyle? We are kidding you. This is Brian Bell from Lorna Wally Show. Your wife Molly called and wanted to wish you a happy birthday and a happy, you know, Jimmy Buffett 50th show.
Oh, my God. I knew from the second you said you were from Ticketmaster that something was wrong, and I just started freaking out. People are looking at me through the window. I am I'm pacing furiously.
Enjoy your birthday. Enjoy the show. And thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Oh, thanks, man. You're the best. Molly, I'm getting you back.
Absolutely. We can help you with that.
Oh, good. I'll be in touch.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Well, as you know, the Pan Mass Challenge is coming up this weekend, and we've all been, you know, trying to train for the thing, get ready for the rides we're going to be doing here, and we need your help this morning. So if you're an experienced biker, and you can probably give us a clue, one of the big battles you fight with ride a bicycle is the seat. It's the chafing of the seat, and because, you know, really, I mean, look at those bicycle seats. They're really designed to be suppositories.
Sitting on an iPhone.
It is. You know, you're right.
But, you know,
that.
This is my fourth Pan Mass Challenge. I look forward to it every year. It's a lot of fun. And this year I was going for the full ride. And this is the first time ever this has happened to me. And it was on my last training ride on Sunday.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't look good, I can tell you. Firsthand. It's kind of weird.
Well, secondhand, really. Because we don't want to give you the wrong impression.
So I went out for a long ride on Sunday and got a little chafe going on about mile 35, and I ended up going 56 miles, and I called it.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And I got home, and I looked, and I was like, ooh.
Okay.
How did you see it?
Now, this is kind of an amazing thing, because he had to use special procedures at it.
Yeah, so I got a little bit of a riding rash on my rear end. So my wife refused to look. She's like, I'm like, okay.
My wife refused to look, too.
That's right. Picture it. Yeah, I called. That was my second call. Right. Your wife. And so I picture this. I'm in the bathroom with my smartphone, kind of trying to get a picture of my behind.
So you're doing a selfie, basically. See.
And then I had to make sure I deleted it immediately so it didn't like go onto the cloud and like show up on my son's iPod or something.
Right. Show and tell what I did this summer.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm a little concerned that I'll be able to ride this weekend because it's very painful.
So what do you do for this? And then some experienced 617-931-1057. Give us a call. I mean, is there a special salve of some kind? Is there a...
Been using some diaper cream.
Yeah.
I used chamois butter a couple
chamois
years
butter.
Ago.
Well, that's the funny thing. This is the first ride. I have the chamois butter. It's the first ride of my training that I actually used that. So I was like, I'm going to go out on a long ride.
Really?
I better use it. And it's the one time that I actually got a really bad...
Do you think it actually caused the situation?
I don't know. But it...
And yesterday, what were you using while you were here at work?
I just said diaper cream.
That was yesterday.
Diaper cream. Diaper cream.
Today, yeah. I found some old steroid cream.
Oh.
That I figured I'd rub on it and see what happens.
Wow.
So we'll see.
I'm going to text my daughter, Abby, because I have Harv at home. He's 9.5 months, my grandson.
Oh.
You know, he's had a couple of rashes like all babies do.
He might have something really, really great.
Right. I mean, you can't come to the house to put it on, but I might bring it in for you.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm walking a little funny, and my wife is like, are you sure you should even ride this?
192 miles with a sore rear end.
And I'm like, well, I mean, you know, we've been doing all the fundraising. I think about...
I know.
And then in my own head, I think about all the stuff that people go through anyway with these cancer treatments. I'm like, what's the big deal?
I know.
Right?
So we got Jim's on. Hey, Jim, so you got some help for us here this morning?
Oh, yeah. So I've been riding my whole life, did a cross-country ride back in 1982.
Wow.
And, you know, the chasing thing is real.
Yeah.
And what I found works is bacitracin. Believe it or not, so use it all week and then use it during the ride.
Bacitracin ointment, right?
That's it. Simple as that.
Even you think I can ride even with a little bit of the rash? What should I throw on there? This is a fun topic if you're having Cheerios.
Put that on and then don't think about it.
Okay.
It'll go away.
All right.
You've done this ride enough times to know that you get swept away by the emotion of this ride. It's an amazing
event. That's true. Yeah. Are you riding this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for helping us out.
I want to know.
Good luck on the ride.
See, when I've ridden, I've worn underwear under my bike shorts. That seemed to work for me.
That actually, I think, makes it worse.
It does?
Really. Yeah. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh. Really? But maybe if you added
some cotton.
Peggy.
Cotton's like
the worst
thing.
What do you say?
Do.
Oh. Silk is what I hear.
A&D. It's a salve.
What is it?
It's called A&D.
A&D,
Oh, we have it at the house.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, I actually used to ride the Pan Mass, and that's what I used to use.
Okay.
Okay, right, thanks a lot, Peggy. And we Nancy's
what if
online.
I put all of this on at the same time.
Hey, Nancy, what do you recommend?
I recommend Combat Bomb.
Combat Bomb?
Oh, boy.
That sounds serious.
That sounds very serious. What's that, anyway?
It's something that military personnel use, soldiers, for scars, chafing.
Is there a little bit of Agent Orange in it?
Where do you get that anyway?
Well, I got mine mail order, but you might be able to find it retail somewhere in Boston.
Okay.
I got mine at Foline online.
Okay, well, thanks a million for the tip there. And do you recommend that he also delete the photo he took?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
Oh, yeah, I already did that.
Okay, have a great day. Thanks a million. Are you riding this year?
No, I'm not, but I did contribute to the cause.
Oh,
thank you very much. We really appreciate it, okay?
All right, guys, thanks.
Okay, have a great day. Okay, we got Men from Maine coming up next right here on the Lorna Wiley Morning Show. I don't know if you heard, but $3 Dewey's is closed. I know. We got another $3 Dewey episode coming up for you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ideas here to help out the rash from the bike riding here.
Yeah, thanks.
We got Jerry from Andover. He's online. So, hey, Jerry, so what's your idea, Jerry?
Call up Johnson Compounding and Wellness.
Jeez, Jerry. Brilliant. Why didn't we think of that?
My God. Okay. Yeah, okay. Jerry, hey, thanks for the call, man. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thanks. You know what? I think I might do that. They know what they're doing over there.
They actually do know what they're doing.
You know what I'm wondering is there are thousands of volunteers for the Pan Mass Challenge. Is there anybody who'd like to volunteer to put, like, the Sov or whatever on Bryant during the race.
I mean, what is
wrong with you?
Well, I doubt it very
it's a medical
seriously.
Procedure. They have you, doctors who do it.
We got quite a number of people have called and said we should try cornstarch. Now, that's probably a great idea, but the last time I tried it, my butt broke out in two loaves of cornbread.
Wow.
Once I got heated up on that thing. Okay, now look. The big news came out yesterday, the $3 Dewey's, the legendary $3 Dewey's has closed. I mean, just bingo, just bam, out of nowhere.
Family retired. They just want to retire.
So we thought that perhaps we should do a little tribute for $3 Dewey's this morning here, okay?
Plus, you know, to support Pan Mass Challenge, you can get our Men from Maine A to Z to PM, A to Z for PMC book, where we all did drawings,
yes,
and the kids
from
the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber Clinic did drawings, and Hank Morse drew what could be the last rendition of $3 Dewey's
in
that
book. It's
right.
in the book.
Under letter T, I think that we should frame some of these and then sell them to help out the PMC.
Hey, listen, you can own this book. Log on to WRR.com and check it out. It's really a terrific book. The kids did the most of the drawings.
Yeah,
in the
they're
book.
Really
it's
good.
Really fantastic. Okay, so here's your Men from Maine this morning. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Epis are sitting at the bar at $3 Dewey's having a number of tall frosties when we hear...
Hey, Lem.
Yeah?
Look across the bar at those two grizzly old buggers sucking down beers like there's no tomorrow. They're just wasting their days away. You know, that'll probably be us in 20 years.
Hey, wait a minute. That's a mirror. That is us.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by...
Hey, is it just me, or has this been one of the sharkiest summers ever? I don't know, is that even a word, sharkiest summers ever? I mean, you seem to have more shark stories than I've ever heard, and more shark stories from down the Cape yesterday and over the weekend, too.
There were six great white shark sightings yesterday alone.
I know, I have the Sharktivity app. It kept dinging all day. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
In Truro, there were two separately off of Head of the Meadow Bay. There was one between Wellfleet and Truro and Provincetown, so there were six total, which is very scary. And I don't know whether it's the vastness of the ocean that makes people think like they're invincible, but they're out there. Last year, there was somebody attacked a paddleboarder, and on Sunday, right off of Nauset Beach in Orleans, there was a paddleboarder out there just paddling along. Guy was flying a drone, and from up above, sure enough, the gray white's got to be within 5 or 6 feet, and you can see the water is so clear. You
was
can
that
see
a Nauset?
Him. That was right off of Nauset Beach.
Okay.
And the guy is unaware that the great white is right there.
Yeah.
I mean, in the back of his mind, I'm sure he knows that they're out there somewhere.
Sure,
but what the hell was he doing?
Yeah, so, I mean, this guy was on his paddleboard, and as he came in, you know, these guys were on the beach that were flying the drone, and they go, dude, you got to see this.
Yep.
And they show him this picture of, I mean, the great white is, it's within 6 feet of the paddleboard.
And it's good. It has to be at least 10, 12, 14
it's
feet.
It was a big
The shark. Paddleboards are about 8 to 10 feet long, and this dwarfs the paddleboard. Go to WROR.com. I posted the video. It's frightening to watch.
Yeah, and the paddleboarder, he's like, well, it was a beautiful day. You know, I thought it'd come out. He's like, they should really have some sort of warning system. I'm like, dude, have you been watching the news? It's on the news every day. And every day I see it, it's like, hey, another shark in Nauset. Another shark in Nauset. I'm like, what have you been paying attention
to? Didn't this guy have any idea about the app?
Or just look around.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't go in the water off of the National Seashore on the Cape.
Who's
if there was a wild lion that was running around Harold Parker Forest, you probably wouldn't go camp in the woods.
That's probably right, Hank.
Just, I don't know. I mean, are you going to go in the water out in that area?
Okay. So
I'm not going
I'm going down to Brewster on the Bayside.
I'm thinking,
I don't know. I hope the place has a pool.
Well, you know what's funny? We're going on a Cape vacation coming up. We're going to be in Dennis. And we're on like a little saltwater pond. So I'm like, great, a saltwater pond. But then I think about, wait. Michael was in the pond.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right. Michael is in the Okay, so just to give you an idea how bad these sharks are. I mean, you know, this is a dangerous animal. We're talking about a great white. So Hank was going through a list, and he goes on his website, and it has the strangest things ever found inside the stomach of a great white. And you know, the first one that popped up, a polar bear.
A polar bear. Up in Greenland. The Greenland shark is 23 feet long. It ate a polar bear. And the polar bear is the shark of land animals.
That's exactly right. Okay, stay out of the water if there's a shark out there.
I am not going in
just
there.
A little word to the
need
wise.
A bigger boat.
Okay, much bigger boat. Okay, hey, we got Dirty Laundry coming up 7:45 this morning. Man, there's some weird stuff in Dirty Laundry today.
And I'll tell you, Lindsay Lohan is back. Where's
she
been?
It?
We'll tell you.
Okay.
Oh, poor Lindsay.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hey, everybody, your 7:45 Dirty Laundry update is on the air. WRR. And, boy, there's a lot of stuff. Let's get right to it, okay?
Brought to you by Citizens Bank. I'm going to tell you the latest on Demi Lovato, who Ben Affleck's life coach is, why Andrew Lincoln is leaving The Walking Dead, and Hank's going to tell you how to be in a Mark Wahlberg movie. But first, Lindsay Lohan is back. And I just don't know if this is a great idea or not. She's going to be on MTV in a show called, it's a reality show called Lohan Beach Club. Here, give this a listen.
Pack your bags, MTV. We're going to Mykonos. I've joined the MTV family, and I'm Lindsay Lohan. Get ready.
Really?
Okay. So
okay.
She's back.
And you know, it's too bad. I worry about Lindsay Lohan because she's really, and she came out, she was a good actress. She also has a very good voice. She's a talented human being.
Hey, The Love Bug, that was a great movie. You know, I just, and this isn't like, I just, she doesn't look healthy in the little teaser trailer.
There's
that was
probably
out.
A reason.
She just,
for that.
She just, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, anyway, all right, the latest on Demi Lovato, she is still in the hospital a week after her, you know,
overdose.
Overdose, yeah. Is what they're saying, and it was very touch and go. So, hopefully, she is expected to make a full recovery. Still no word on what exactly happened there, but we wish her the best and hope she recovers. And then, okay, you know who Ben Affleck's life coach is? Do you think it would be?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yep, gotta be.
He says, basically, Matt advises Ben on everything from his love life to his sobriety and even his wardrobe. Someone said, Ben doesn't make a move without getting feedback from Matt.
He did go to Harvard University.
He has the self-confidence and thick skin that Ben always lacked. However, I'm concerned because, you know, sources say that Matt is okay with Ben's giant Phoenix tattoo on his back, which I think is a little over the top. It's a little strange.
It took a long time to get done, for crying out loud.
That had to hurt, too.
That is a weird tattoo, man. And then, okay, Walking Dead fans. Andrew Lincoln, you know, Rick, he is leaving the show. I mean, he's been on. He's the lead guy. And you know why?
Why?
Family.
Get out.
It came down to family versus show. He said, look, I have two young children. I live in a different country. You know, they film down in the Georgia. And they become less portable as they get older. It's that simple. It was just time to go home.
Oh, there you go.
He was probably watching Tom versus Time. Put an idea into his head.
There you go.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably so.
And then, all right, Hank, how can we be in a Mark Wahlberg movie?
Hey, tough guy. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Hey, say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg and Boston Casting are getting together. There's an unnamed movie that Wahlberg is going to make right here in the Boston area. And he's looking for people with a tough look. Construction workers, DPW workers, fishermen, mob guys. I'm sure he's looking for some tough women,
tough guy.
So it's going to be directed by Peter Berg. There's talk that it could be a movie called Wonderland that he's making for Netflix, in which he plays Spencer, as in Spencer for Hire.
Really?
Oh, wow. In a remake of the movie from the 80s, the TV series. It was set right here in Boston.
That was a good series, by the way.
Right. Yeah. Now, they're holding a casting call this Saturday at the Alston location. Casting.
Go looking as rough as you can.
Okay, right. Now does does tough looking, rough looking, does that equate to ugly?
Or no.
Not necessarily.
No.
Just,
you know.
Just, you know.
You know my buddy Lewin Tapa. Lewin Tapa looks like a complete
tough guy.
Badass.
A tough guy.
Yeah. But he's the nicest guy going. He's a pretty good looking guy once he cleans himself up.
Okay.
If he ever does. Don't let him in your bathtub.
And then have you heard the Jimmy Garoppolo story coming in out of the left coast?
Oh, no. What now?
He is unhappy with his new nickname.
What is it?
Jimmy G-String.
He is quite
unhappy with it.
Hey, by the way, if you want to find out how you can audition for the Wahlberg movie, just go to WROR.com and all the details are there.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, here's where it gets tough. We got a contestant standing by to play this morning. Shayna Johnson, who is a substitute teacher from Haverhill, Massachusetts, is with us this morning. Well, first of all, good morning and welcome to the show. How are you doing today, Shayna?
Good. How are you?
Great, thank you. Are you feeling good about yourself?
Feeling okay. I'm nervous, but I'm I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Don't be nervous. You're a substitute teacher. That might be the toughest job ever.
Yep. Yep. Very difficult job. You go in there and they try to take advantage of you, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Yeah. So you realize what's going to happen here. The old hankster is going to give you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You have that 60 seconds to come up with the correct answer. You can say pass at any time. You move on right away. Don't waste time on it. Then we get through all the questions. You can come back and pick up any until the clock runs out and you hear the buzzer. If you do that, you get them all right, we give you $1,000 in cash. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Hank is ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is one-third of 180?
One-third of 180. Oh, my God. I'm 20.
Spelled chaos.
C-H-A-O-S.
What is the name of Kristoff's reindeer in the Disney movie Frozen?
Oh, pass.
Katy Perry's real last name is what?
Pass.
3 years ago, the John Hancock Tower was renamed. What is it called now?
I don't
know. The famous phrase, "What's up, Doc?" belongs to which cartoon character?
Daffy Duck.
What was Paul Walker's character's first name in Fast and Furious?
Oh, pass.
How many yards in one furlong?
Pass.
On a standard traffic light, is the green on the top or the bottom?
The green is on the top.
On the back of a dollar bill, what is in the center?
The White House.
Well, time is up. Yeah, according to my calculations, you had one correct.
Oh, boy.
It's a tough game.
That was a tough one, Shane.
Okay,
very tough.
Run through.
That was a tough quiz.
Give me the answers here.
Math is hard.
Math is 60 hard. Is
one-third of 180.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sven is the name of Kristoff's reindeer in the movie Frozen. Katy Perry's real last name is Hudson.
Oh,
I guess
Katie
it was
Hudson.
Already a...
There you go.
Yeah,
already
Katie
was
Hudson.
One.
Right? The John Hancock Tower is now called 200 Clarendon.
Yeah. No, it
isn't. I'll give you $1,000 if you can find someone who actually calls it that.
Yeah, you found somebody who really knows it.
Like, what is it?
Yeah, John Hancock texted me from beyond the grave. He didn't know that either.
200
yeah.
Clarendon. I've never heard anybody call it 200
never.
Clarendon. It's still the Hancock Tower.
Hey, what's up, Doc? That was Bugs Bunny.
You're right about that
Bugs
one.
Bugs Bunny.
Brian was Paul Walker's character's first name in The Fast and the Furious. There are 220 yards and a furlong. The green light is on the bottom. Of a traffic.
That explains that. That explains
that's
that ticket.
That's what you meant. I know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And on the back of a dollar bill, the word one is spelled out. O-N-E.
But have no problem. For you, we have a consolation prize. Yeah. A pair of tickets to an evening with the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
August.
Awesome.
This is going to be something you could remember this for the rest of your life. Because this is going to be a historic show. South Shore Music Circus. Everybody else, you can get tickets. More info, musiccircus.org. Congratulations. Enjoy that. Thank you very much for playing the game, and have yourself a great day today, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody
Thanks,
else?
Shana.
If you think you got what it takes to play and win a grand in 60 seconds, you got to register. Sign on to WRR.com, and you could be our next winner. Ladies and gentlemen, we're really excited because coming up next, joining us right here in the studio, the legendary Brian Scalabrine is here.
Yeah,
that Brian Scalabrine. In the meantime, stand by.
We can see him playing hoops.
Yeah, unbelievable. We have Brian Scalabrine in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good. We're great, thank you. Good to see you here this morning.
All these years, I never knew this radio building existed, and you guys were filming
now, here
in.
We
it's
are.
Cool.
Yep. I know. I'm so excited to see you, Scal. This is exciting because, you know, who would have thought that a 6'9 Ginge would be popular in Boston basketball?
Yeah.
Right?
That's wild, right?
I mean, geez.
Who could imagine?
What a stretch. But no, I love watching you on the Celtics broadcast. Of course, 2008 was amazing.
For sure. And it's a great organization to be a part of. Like, Danny and Brad are so easy to work with, and obviously, this team is right on the cusp of getting back to championship level. If not, they're already there.
Oh,
but I fully expect this team to go to the finals this year and play all the way till June and see what happens. So it's going to be fun.
Were you one of the guys that we're going to tell you where you can see Scal playing in just a minute too? But were you surprised that they didn't make many moves? Did you think they were going to make some moves?
No.
Like, you could just kind of sit back.
Not surprised at all. I mean, this team is set up for a long time.
Yeah,
they have young guys. They have veteran guys. So, yeah, I believe that they have – it depends on, like, how long Al Horford could be good. Because right now I think he's it's so important for the team offensively. how long can they be good? Maybe it's 4 years, maybe it's 5 years. But if they do some things right and they get a good pick, this thing can go on for 7, 8, 9 years.
Wow.
Be
wow.
Sort of New England Patriots, you know?
I like to hear that.
Do you think
like
the general public that. Underappreciates Horford?
I think that was the narrative. I think I'm the guy on TV, right? I'm the one trying to explain to people how important those type of guys are in today's day and age. Like the game doesn't have the Giants of the past that we remember, the Wilts, you know, the Shaqs, those type of players. Right. It's a very different big man nowadays.
Who is the most important player now on the Celtics? Because after watching Jason Tatum in the playoffs, that kid is good.
Well, I would only say it's probably Al because we don't have another guy like that. With Jason Tatum, we have Jaylen Brown. We have other guys that could score. You could like what's going to happen with Gordon Hayward? Yeah. Without like Al Horford is like the cog that makes the thing go. If he was out, they would have a very different sort of lineup. But you know, to win a championship, you can't diminish the importance of any player. To beat the teams like the Golden State Warriors are a dynasty. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And to beat a team like that, like every player, even Marcus Smart signing back is important to get over the hump.
Can this team beat the Warriors?
Yeah, they can. They can, but it's going to be really interesting because the Warriors have so much experience versus the Celtics. But the Celtics have matched up with the Warriors so well for the last three seasons. So we'll see how it all plays out.
What do you think of the draft pick, Williams? Do you think he'll figure things
I don't know.
Out?
He better figure it out soon because it's the NBA.
It's and, a little you know, concerning. Like,
we should all understand this, that every year 60 players are drafted into the NBA.
Right.
And about 4.5 years later, only 12 guys remain.
Oh, wow.
That is that's how it works in the NBA because next year there's going to be 60 guys.
60 new guys. I saw a thing that, you know, from the 2009 draft class, Steph Curry's the only guy with his original team.
Yeah, so it's tough to make it. And so, you know, it's an unbelievable opportunity, and he's better get on board with the culture of the Celtics. And I think that Al Horford and Aaron Baines will teach him the way.
The iWatch is only like $200. That'll wake you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just get an alarm. On those, yeah.
I love Baines. That guy's awesome. All right, but we got to talk about you playing.
Yeah.
I mean, you played for 11 years. I mean, that's no slouch.
Yeah.
Playing in the NBA
How long
for
you been out
years.
Of the league, though?
So my last year was 2012.
12, okay. Yeah. So, and there's a new league that you're playing in. Then.
Yeah, so it's a Big Three, and it's basically guys over 30 who played in the NBA.
So this is like I play in an old man's league on Thursday nights. This is the NBA's version, right?
Yeah, but I think when you factor in like half court, it's not old man basketball.
Yeah.
It's like it's you very guys physical. Are. It's very one-on-one focus, but like our guys are out there competing. Like Nate Robinson could be an NBA player. Amari Stoudemire, these guys are in shape, and they want to go out there and perform well. And so I don't think it's like old man basketball. I think it's like highly competitive
basketball. It's awesome.
And it happens to be 3-on-3. So,
and it's on Friday nights, usually on like FS1. You can always find it. And you're actually going to be at the Garden this Friday.
Yeah,
night,
and that's
awesome.
Why I'm here. Yeah, because get your tickets at big3.com. My game kicks off at 7 o'clock. The FS1 broadcast kicks off at 8. So, cool. Like, the first game is always played on Facebook Watch. That's what they call it now, like Facebook Live. But
who's on your team?
So, I have Josh Childress, Deshaun Stevenson, Andre Owens, and this guy named Jermaine Taylor, who's only 30. And I think he's one of the most athletic guys in the league. But, I mean, we go against the likes of Katina Mobley. This week we have Trilogy, who has Al Harrington, if you guys remember those battles with Indiana and Boston.
Yeah.
And Kenyon Martin. And so,
oh, wow.
It's highly competitive. It's going to be fun to watch. And, you know, like, I don't know how many other chances I'm going to get to play in the Garden anymore. This could be my last time.
Well, and some of the coaches, too, are amazing. I mean, you guys
the legends are coaches.
Yeah, our coach, Rick Barry, will go against Dr. J. You guys remember Rick Mahorn, Charles Oakley.
Oh, God, Rick Mahorn.
Yeah.
I would love to show up and boo him.
And it's great because these guys are all mic'd up. It's live mic, so you get to see what they're saying. It's not like how the NBA does it where they pick and choose what you guys get.
Yeah.
Like, My mic is live, and sometimes I'm
wait,
like,
so your mic is live while you're playing?
While I'm playing.
Oh, cool. Okay. This is very
which I don't think about that at all. Yeah. Like, when I'm playing, that's the you're last focused. Thing I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Rick Mahorn, was he McFilthy or McNasty?
He was one of them.
Right. Johnny Most, you call McFilthy and McNasty with Lil Beer.
How did you, like, did Ice Cube just, he was putting this whole together?
I mean, obviously, their whole group.
He played last year.
Yeah,
this
so
is the second season.
Their
right?
group reached out to me, and they asked me if I want to be a captain of this team.
That's cool.
And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. So it's my responsibility to draft players, trade players if I want to. and then
and it's 3-on-3, which is pretty much the way we all grew up playing, you know, sandlot basketball.
Exactly,
you could never find 10 guys to play a game.
No, 3-on-3, and I encourage that now for kids. And 3-on-3 is really blowing up. It's FIBA is trying to make it an Olympic sport. So,
wow.
Three-on-three is what most guys remember playing. You know, you're at the
park.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
Because a lot of times, sometimes the courts aren't, 94 by 50.
Exactly.
So a little bit
smaller. You're playing
half court,
something like that.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really competitive. I go and play in rec leagues all the time. Even if I have 30 or 40 points in that, it doesn't move the needle for me.
All right, you want to come play with me on Thursday nights?
Where do you play at?
Down in Brockton.
I mean, is there big guys there?
Yeah, I get some big guys.
Sure.
6'6 is probably
Thursday
our biggest
night?
Guy. Yeah,
Thursday night's
league.
Usually my rec league, but
okay.
I'll come
well, all right, we'll,
one time
we'll work it out.
For
all right.
You.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Let's work it out.
One of the fun thing is
video.
Just, talking to Scal off the air, is that he has this youthful enthusiasm about the game and for the Boston Celtics, and he played on a championship team.
Yeah.
What was it like the first time you put a Celtic jersey on and walked onto the parquet at the Garden?
Yeah, I mean, it was the crowd and the people are what make the difference, right? I get it, like the history, the banners. But when you're out there, it's like you feel the people. And it's they cheer you when you're doing well. They boo you when you're doing bad. It's like the expectations in Boston are to win a championship. So it's clear cut here in Boston of what you're out there playing for. I don't think it's like that other places. I think a lot of people show up to be entertained. Don't get me wrong. The people of Boston, when they go to games, they want to be entertained, but they fully expect their team to win and compete for a championship, and I think it's just different here.
A&W is good entertainment, too. Get a win. That's great entertainment.
Yeah, no question.
Scal, thanks for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it. You're going to be playing Friday night at the Garden.
Yes.
And how they get tickets?
Big3.com, and our game starts at 7 o'clock, so be there early. Get the Scalabrine chance going. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, force Rick Barry to put me in the game.
Absolutely.
Hey, he plays hoop. I'm in a bocce league. You want to come play bocce?
I love bocce. Okay. But you have to drink when you play bocce, right?
I'll buy.
Mandatory.
Okay, let's
mandatory.
Do it.
Okay, man. Awesome. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Thanks,
I really appreciate it. Okay.
Guys.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So it looks to be like today is going to be a beach day. It's up to 73 degrees right now. It's going to be 83 today. And Hank just said, hey, you know, speaking of going to the beach, if you went to the Cape, would you rent a house on the National Seashore? He said he wouldn't do it.
I would not
sharks.
Do it. I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks. We're going down to Brewster, which is the Bayside. And I'm even worried about the Bayside because they do get some sharks inside the Bayside.
Now, we've had a huge number of sharks reported this week. How many is it? 20-some?
Well, there were 6 yesterday.
Yeah.
Off the National Seashore.
I'm telling you, use that Sharktivity app. It's cool.
I have it. It's awesome.
But doesn't it make you like, every time it dings, you're like, oh, where is it?
Right.
And then over the weekend, there was the dude out on the paddleboard.
God. Orleans, Nauset, spectacular looking beach. But the guys, I don't know why you would go in the water in Nauset or on the outer Cape Cod National Seashore because there are sharks every single day.
Yeah.
And this guy's out there paddleboarding, and the shark, great white shark, that had to
right
be
next to him.
At least 12 feet with a paddle's length away. What, 5-6 feet maybe?
Yeah.
But he had no idea about it until he got back to shore.
Yeah, some guys were flying a drone and caught a picture of, from above where you could really see the shadow of the shark like right next to the guy. And they waved the guy down. I don't know if they were trying to signal him while they were flying the drone. Like, hey, look out! But they bring him over and they're like, dude, you have to see this. And they show him the picture. And it's, amazing. The outline of the shark is bigger than the paddleboard.
And that was the same day. If you go online, you can see the video. Go to WROR.com. You can watch what happens.
Have you ever seen a shark?
I did. I was
in the wild, in the water.
About 20 years ago, I went on a whale watch, and we saw an enormous shark. It was actually a basking shark. We can get, 20, 25 feet long. They're enormous, much bigger than a great white.
Yeah.
But to see, they eat plankton. They don't eat people. They're not aggressive.
Right, yeah.
But to see the gigantic dorsal fin come up out of the water, even though we're in this big boat,
it's scary, isn't it?
Make your skin crawl.
We had, when we were kids, used to go down to Brant Rock. We had a little house down there. And one time we were swimming, and a nurse shark was sick and was coming to, beach itself.
Beach itself, yeah.
But it went between my cousin's legs. And it was probably 7 or 8 feet long.
My. That's crazy.
We freaked out.
And you were in the water with him?
Yeah, we were all swimming.
I would never vacation with him again.
Really?
It was great. That's the old limpy.
Hey, just to use common sense out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So
National Seashore, don't go in the water. Bring binoculars and watch.
And how dangerous is a shark? Hank was telling us earlier this morning. A shark, there's a there's a website where they you can go on and says the most unusual things they've ever found in the belly of a shark after they cut it open.
A full suit of armor, a fur coat,
a tire. And I thought the most amazing was a polar bear. Now, a polar bear is a bad animal. Wow.
The Greenland shark, 23 feet long, ate a polar bear.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.